I'm a little bit surprised that there can be an effect in as little as 6 months.
Well, yeah, the impact of much more expensive energy and more expensive gasoline has convinced drivers that to cut out unnecessary trips, to consolidate trips, and to think about different ways of commuting. You know, while driving is down, transit usage is up. So we know that economic factors are large when it comes to driving and the way we move about.
But it should be noted that the transportation sector is just one part of the whole emissions puzzle, correct?
That's right. It's the second largest part, and it, up until this last year, has been the fastest growing component of our carbon emissions. The way we have been driving, you know, we drive twice as many miles today as we did 25 years ago, and that's been continuing to escalate for quite some time. But then to have a dramatic turnaround, and 4% may not sound like a big number, but when you consider that we've been growing at a rate of almost 2% a year for many, many years, and then in 6 months to all of a sudden have a 4% drop, that's really quite dramatic and very, very good for both global warming issues and for other ozone and other types of air pollution issues.
Is there any way to paint a picture in our minds, illustrate what a 4% cutback represents?
You know, from the overall perspective of how many tons of CO2 are we emitting, you know, we had a goal of reducing our overall emissions by 70% over the next 50 years, which gives us, you know, a target of, say, on the transportation side of less than 1% a year for the next 50 years, but to get 4% of it in 6 months is truly a very incredible event, I think.
Is there a potential downside? Might policymakers look at this and say, well, there's no need to try to encourage mass transportation or to reduce emissions from factories. Let's just let these trends do the job for us.
Well, you know, I guess it's kind of a brutal pill to take if we're just going to rely completely on the marketplace to drive people to different behaviors. It certainly is effective. But one of the things I think we need to consider is what are the options that people have. If it's getting very expensive to drive to work because of the cost of gas, the cost of parking, and all of that, unless we provide options, you're going to have a lot of very unhappy people that are going to have to just shell out more of their disposable income to get to and from work. If we have a modern transit system that's truly affordable, you're going to have people that will ride it. If it's more frequent service, people will be happy with it. And I think it's important for our policy leaders to tend to the needs of the people who are demanding some cheaper way of getting around.
Steve Hinneker, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity.